put politics aside, work together, and stay focused on improving the lives of everyday Iowans. I pledge to each of you that we would work in good faith with the majority party to solve the problems we face. I also challenge us to face the toughest issues before us in a collaborative and meaningful way. While some progress was made this year, this body fell short of what was possible when session began back in January. There were a host of missed opportunities that would have improved the lives of everyday Iowans. Healthcare. There was some bipartisan progress on healthcare this year. There was some strong bipartisan support to protect children in abusive situations, train more mental health professionals in rural areas, and keep seniors safe in nursing homes. I'm also pleased we took the first step in creating a mental health system for children and made it easier for Iowans to get substance abuse treatment. Just a few weeks ago, however, we learned that 420,000 Iowans would be facing another healthcare disruption when United Healthcare announced they were leaving Iowa's managed care program. It was just the latest upheaval in a system that needs a complete overhaul. Instead of working to fix the Medicaid disaster, this legislature refused to do anything to keep healthcare accessible or assist healthcare providers with the transition, despite the fact we offered legislation months ago as a Democratic caucus to address this situation. An opportunity was also missed to expand access to birth control, which was a top priority of our governor. In education, there was some good news this year as a few bipartisan bills that were long overdue were finally approved. We worked together to equalize transportation funding for school districts and extend SAVE for school infrastructure improvements. However, the legislature fell short of the investment needed to grow Iowa's skilled workforce. While our K-12 schools will receive some additional resources this year, it's simply not enough to keep up with rising costs and certainly won't stop more schools from closing or class sizes from increasing across this state. This problem will be particularly acute in rural areas like mine. For students out of high school, tuition and job training at community colleges and universities will again increase, next year leaving students with more student debt. In the end, too much of our time focused on the priorities of special interest instead initiative, hard work, and energy have been a great addition to the chamber this year. When I took on this job last fall, I didn't quite understand how both challenging and rewarding this job would be. I've learned a lot, and I'm humbled to be your minority leader. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
I would now recognize Leader Hagenow for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, first and foremost, I will attempt to be brief, but first and foremost, Speaker Utmeyer, the House of Representatives continues to be blessed by your leadership, and it is an honor to serve alongside you. My fellow House Republicans, thank you for once again giving me the privilege of being your leader. I'm proud to serve this caucus, and I'm proud of each one of you, and I'm proud of what together we were able to accomplish. We all say it, but we all mean it. Thank you to everyone in this building who makes it run. Everyone. Specifically here, thank you for the clerk's office and the research staff, upstairs and downstairs, the people that keep us running. For me personally, it's Matt and Haley, and thank you for being there with me, making me look good when it was a tough job, and keeping this place running. Always thank my wife, Amanda, and Owen, Noah, and Sophia. My wife baked her shutdown cookies and brought them up last night, and then because we had other treats around, they didn't get eaten, and she likes to bring them up to get us over the finish line for shutdown. And so then today, we came in, and everybody dove into the cookies, and I figure so that they actually still work, they're the shutdown cookies. So that's good news that the cookies still have their magic. House Republicans have continued to remain unwavering in our core principles. We've passed a budget that is fiscally conservative and funds the priority needs of Iowans. We protected taxpayers when we passed a property tax bill that will shine more light and accountability on the budget process of our local governments. We made great strides to protect the freedoms and liberties of the people of Iowa. Iowans are one step closer to enshrining in our state constitution the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Students on our college campuses of all opinions have additional protections from opponents looking to limit their free speech. Much of the fabric of our state is woven with the values found in rural Iowa. With House Republicans representing 97 of Iowa's 99 counties, our caucus has made rural Iowa a priority through much of our work. Also, during the 2018 campaign, Republicans made the promise to Iowans that we would not touch IPERS, and we have kept that promise. The 2019 legislative session has been a productive first year of the 88th General Assembly. We have been fiscally responsible, protected the taxpayers, and protected our freedoms. Iowans should be proud of the work we've accomplished. As we return home to our families and our districts, we should enjoy our time away, but know that there is much work left to be done. The General Assembly is not done, and I look forward to working with all of you next year as we continue to move Iowa forward. May God bless us, God bless our fellow citizens, and God bless the great state of Iowa. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
businesses will be able